Feingold calls it the Janesville line item veto after the hometown he shares with House Republican Paul Ryan. And Feingold expects this presidential veto pen could have a deterrent effect with less pork being slipped into bills in the first place.
Yeah, it's one thing when you can kind of quietly slip the Lawrence Welk Museum in North Dakota in the last minute and people don't really notice it. It's another thing when the president can say, hey, who did this and why did they do it and you guys are going to vote on this again. And I think that will have a deterrent effect as well as getting rid of some items specifically.
In the Senate, the bill already has the backing of independent Joe Lieberman and Republican John McCain, and President Obama's on board as well.
So we've got a pretty interesting group, very unique group in support of this, and I think we can get similar coalition in the House. So the key is going to get the leadership to let us bring this up, and that's going to be a battle.
Well, the Reduce Unnecessary Spending Act would enable any president to single out earmarks or other non-entitlement spending in legislation that arrives on his desk for signature. The president could then send those specific items back to Congress for expedited votes on whether to cancel or reduce funding for the provision. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.